If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We just start to think about all the things we don't have because we have a season coming around called Christmas, as well as all the places we haven't arrived yet and all the goals we haven't reached yet because we have New Year's coming. So I feel like sometimes it's not necessarily seasonal depression. It could be our perspective and what we're focusing on. So that's why, sis, we need to focus. Let's focus. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And how y'all doing today? I hope y'all having a great, lovely, wonderful day. Yeah, so I have made the executive decision, before I forget to mention it, I have decided that I have a two-week break from work. We're off for 2 weeks. And I'm so happy about it. And I just don't want to be obligated to anything because this is a season where I need to pour back into myself. So not only am I taking a break from leading Bible study, I'm also taking a break from recording said podcast. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. The next time I see you and you hear me, we'll be in 20 of the 25, unless you go back and listen to some of my other episodes. Go back to like the first episode or something. You know, I still got stuff on here. It's stuff on here. Just go back, because you probably ain't seen every episode. Just go revisit. But that is crazy. We're about to be in 2025. Like 2024 felt, I feel like she has somewhere to be. I feel like sis was on the go, on the move. Like, I feel like we need to sing. Everybody, we need to all get together and sing Bobby Valentino, Slow Down, to 2024. Because she, I'm like, slow down. I just want to get to know you. Because, like, you've been going too fast, 2024. Like, what's happening? How was y'all 2024? I had a fast 2024. I had a very productive 2024. I had a lot of change happen. I had a lot of big shifts. I spent years prior to this, a long time, where most of my change was happening internally, but this year a lot of stuff happened externally. Like, a lot of circumstances shifted for me in a good way. So I'm looking forward to 2025. I'm being prepared to stretch even more. I'm becoming the person I need to be for the calling that is on my life. And sometimes, I was just telling my best friend today, sometimes I be wishing that the desires in my heart were just not as big. I be wishing they were smaller, because I just tired of all this development, the personal development. I'm tired. I just want to be developed. Okay. But God be like, you ain't developed yet, so I'm going to keep going. I feel like the theme of this year was transition. I feel like the theme of next year is don't quit. So I have had a tendency in the past where I have crazy work ethic. I have great ideas. I'm really good at finishing. Like, I'm a finisher. I'm a leaper and I'm a finisher. I will leap into something. It's like, y'all be talking about it. Well, y'all talk about it, I'm doing it. I'm like, somebody on Monday be like, oh, I want to start this business on Tuesday. I already built the website, got the logo, started the Instagram, put the like I'm on it, okay? Like, and the thing about that is I'm really good at finishing the product, building the product, but like continuing to push when I don't see anything moving, that is something that I struggle with because I just give up too soon on stuff. Like, I just give up way too soon because when you work really hard at, I'm gonna use publishing a book for an example. I think this is a good example. I've written several books. Go check them out. How to Extra X, The Guide to Getting Past Unhealthy Relationships. It's all on Amazon. That's my nonfiction. But if you want to check out my fiction, because I love telling stories, I can't wait to write my next fiction book. Single Woman Chronicles and Atlanta Love Story, kinda. That's out too, if you want to check me out. But my name's Ashley Geis, if you just type that in. Or if you type in Single Woman Chronicles, a lot of my books are going to come up. Anyway, so when you write a book and you're self-published, okay, you have the task of writing the book, proofreading the book, hiring the editor, getting it online to be sold, et cetera, et cetera. That sounds like that's your only job, right? It feels like once you publish, that's the end. No, that's actually just the beginning. So when you publish a book, once you publish it, it's just the beginning because you still got to market it. You still got to market it. You done did all that. You done spent all that time writing, editing, proofreading, sending it to the editor, rereading it, getting it layout and designer for the book, getting it back together, putting it online, saying publish. You think that's the end? No, it's the beginning. So that is what I go through. It's like you be so tired by the time you finish the task that you ain't got no energy to finish pushing the brand and everything. So that's usually what happens. So my new motto is just like, I can't quit. Like, I literally just have to set a plan and just keep going. I just have to set the plan and keep going because I can't rely on my feelings. I can't. And like, I've conquered it in my fitness journey, where usually by now, like, I would have gained weight by now. My stomach would be poking out a little bit, like, whatever. But no, sis been in the gym all year, since April, busting it. Like, yesterday, y'all don't know, I do hair too. Yesterday, in between clients, I'm working out. We gotta get to it. Like, I'm not trying to waste all the energy that I took to get here. So, we grinding. So, I have developed a consistency in so many things. So I think now it's like, okay, we got to stretch a little bit further because that's what it is. Can you be consistent still, even when you don't see results? With fitness, it's easy for me to be consistent because I can see the results in the fitness, right? But when it comes to building a business, you're not necessarily going to see that result quick. Sometimes it's going to take months. Some people, it takes years. Y'all seen The Pursuit of Happiness? Like, you see people like Tabitha Brown who grinded for so many years and then one time it just hit. So I have to learn to be consistent even when I feel like the results aren't what I think they should be. Because I've just realized that I've just given up on things too quickly. In the past, like, stop pushing my books, stop telling people about certain businesses, certain courses I've done. I just quit and I had to stop doing that. So I have a new business. I've been building it. It's kind of the end of the year. So I'm kind of more so, I'm still doing outreach because this is a B2B business. This is my first time doing B2B. Usually I'm B2C. But I'm just trying to set myself up for success and just giving myself tasks because me, how my brain works is I need to give myself tasks. Like, you got to tell me, I got to tell me what to do so I can do it because I'm really good with a checklist. Like, I can check it off. So as long as I got that checklist, it's going to get done. So I'm excited about that. Christmas is coming. New Year's is coming because y'all won't see me. I just think I should touch on that. All my single ladies, if you going into Christmas and you ain't got no man and you ain't got no matching PJs, match with your best friend, match with your dog. I don't know. Go out here and to go to one of these themed bars. these Christmas-themed bars, because me and my homegirl next Sunday, we're going to be at a Christmas-themed bar. We're going to be drinking green margaritas, okay? I'm not sad about it, okay? We're going to get dressed. We're going to have our Christmas hats on. Like, and I'm going to get into this a little bit more, but I feel like we all know comparison is a thief of joy. I think sometimes we get so caught up on what we don't have that we act as if there's not other options. So if you have been wishing, hoping for those matching PJs as I am, just because you don't have them don't mean that Christmas ain't gonna be great. And then when you go into Christmas and people is asking you, why you still single? Why you still this? Why you still that? Just don't take it personal. Don't take it personal at all. Some people, a lot of people, especially parents, older people, they don't know the struggles out here in these streets. So they don't understand that people are getting married later in life. People are getting, you know, just dating ain't the same. The culture ain't a settled down culture right now. It's just not. So don't feel bad about it. Just don't feel bad. And don't feel the need to explain yourself. Don't feel the need to have the best answer. Because I think everyone wants to have this perfect answer or this smart Alec answer where you kind of like Christmas clap back to, like, you want to have this answer and just be like, yeah, I got you. You ain't got to do all that. Like, when people ask me, like, why? I mean, literally, God ain't sent him yet. I ain't met him yet. Like, I literally just haven't met him yet. It's just that simple. It ain't no grandiose. It ain't no smart mouth. Like, it ain't that simple. Y'all act like I'm out here. Y'all like there's a store I can go buy one at. I can't go buy a relationship. So I don't know what to tell y'all. But just don't take it personal when you hear the question. And don't feel bad that you don't have this answer, this poetic, grandiose answer. Like, no, it's not that serious. Why are y'all asking me that? Like, I don't know. Look at my face. Happy New Year. So New Year, listen. This year, 2025, that's my dog, y'all, if y'all don't know. I have a 14-year-old Shih Tzu, and he has congestive heart failure, so sometimes he coughs like this and has his little sneeze at the end, child. But he says hello. New Year. Okay, listen. You can't want change and not want to change. The only way change happens is if you change. Okay. And that change can be like I was talking about earlier, me not quitting. Like, this is me doing things that are out of my comfort zone. I had an episode recently about getting out of your comfort zone. Like, you just have to learn how to do stuff that you don't want to do. You don't feel like doing. You cannot base actions off feelings because you ain't going to get nowhere. You ain't going to get nowhere. So I want you to pick one thing that you can control. One thing that you can control and control it. Something that you can control that is going to make you better and control it. Like, say, for example, you feel like you need to get up earlier because you feel like you're always running out of time. What word I was looking for? I just lost it. Challenge yourself. That's it. You know, y'all. Challenge yourself to wake up earlier every day, even on the weekend, just so you can get used to it. Challenge yourself. And start with like 30-minute increments. Like, if you get up right now at 7 a.m., do 6:30. Don't just jump right to 5. No. Like, increments. Y'all, literally, like, seriously, I was waking up at 5:45, and then my schedule at work changed, and I was like, I'm going to just wake up at 5:30 now. Y'all might not think the 15 minutes matter. They do. They matter, okay? So, yeah, I just challenge y'all to do that because I want y'all to come back 2025 swinging, and I want y'all to do all the things y'all want to do, and I want y'all to win. Okay, so let's get into today's topic. Today's topic is called Sis, Less Focus. Okay, Sis, Less Focus. So the reason I wanted to talk about this is because we are in something called the sad season, which is seasonal depression. It's called seasonal affective disorder. It's a mood disorder characterized by depression that occurs at the same time every year, right? So I used to go through seasonal depression because I love the sun. I love beaches and I love to be by them. Okay. So every time when winter came around, fall came around, I just really would get sad. And so I just started to wonder, like, what is this? And so that's when I found out about sad, right? But I got to thinking that, is it always seasonal depression, or is it that around this time?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We just start to think about all the things we don't have because we have a season coming around called Christmas, as well as all the places we haven't arrived yet and all the goals we haven't reached yet because we have New Year's coming. So I feel like sometimes it's not necessarily seasonal depression. It could be our perspective and what we're focusing on. So that's why, sis, we need to focus. Let's focus. So I just want to talk about things you should focus on and things you should not be focused on, because you are not going to do too well in this seasonal depression, right? So one, before I get into that, now, seasonal depression is real. And I know for me, one of the biggest things that would mess me up is by the end of the year, I just was over it. As I feel like we all are. Like, by the end of the year, most people have given up. They're like, I'm not going to eat right no more. I'm going to just do it next year. I'm not going to go and buy this. Bridges, really? I'm sorry. He just farted. Like, why would you do that? You see me trying to report. Why are you looking at me like that? You see me trying to record a podcast here, and you out here farting in front of company. Jesus. Anyway, so I would just give up. So I would just stop going outside. I would stop, like, because, you know, you're saving up for gifts and stuff. I just would stop doing a lot of stuff that I normally do, which is like eat right, meal prep, get up early, work out, et cetera, et cetera. And I know that that is not going to be good for seasonal depression. So one thing I would tell you to do in your seasonal depression is keep your routine. Keep what you have been doing that works. Because when you keep your routine, it lessens the probability of you gaining this depression because you're working with the routine, right? So keep eating right, keep working out, doing those things. Two, go outside, okay? A lot of us, when we get depressed and we get in these little moods, we want to isolate. That's the worst thing to do. Even if you have nobody to go with, just go take a walk, go ride a bike, go get on a scooter, just be outside, go sit outside. I know it's cold, but just, you know, get a little sun somewhere. Go to a place that you enjoy going to, your favorite restaurant. Like, get out, because when you just stay cooped up, it just makes it worse. Third thing, pop out and show them. Like, sometimes just getting dressed and getting cute, it just make you feel better. I know for me, it made me feel better. So just put on some makeup. Even if you're walking around, my best friend, she likes to play in makeup. I don't. But sometimes she'll just be in her house putting on a full face of makeup to go nowhere. She literally don't leave. But if that's what makes her happy, cool. Like, sometimes switching my hair up makes me happy, so I'll just switch it up. Like, do what makes you happy. Do what makes you happy. But other things that you can do is shift your focus. So that's what I want to get into, because, sis, we got to focus. We got to focus on important things. And it's so funny because the Bible says this. The Bible says, hold on, I got to find a scripture. It's on these things. Bible verse. Okay. It's Philippians 4:8. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is holy, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent, keyword, or praiseworthy, think about such things. So if it ain't praiseworthy, if it ain't true, if it ain't noble, if it ain't right, if it ain't pure, if it ain't lovely, if it ain't admirable, if it ain't excellent, you shouldn't be focused on it. Okay? All right, sis, let's focus. So if you're like me, it's the end of the year. So you do this whole, I'm analyzing all the mistakes that I made, all the things that I did, all the things I didn't do. Most of the time, it's the things you didn't do. Stop. I need you to quit. I think oftentimes we just have a tendency to mull over, ruminate on the bad instead of ruminating on the things that we have that are actually going well in our life. So today I am telling you to focus on the things that are going good. Focus on the things that you can't control. Okay. All right. I know as for me, I am hoping, praying, and wishing for two major things in my life to shift. Like, I want to have success in my entrepreneurial, I don't know why I can't talk today, my entrepreneurial dreams. And I want to have success in my love life. And those are two things that are in my control. And for a long time, I would say, oh, my love life is not in my control. To a certain extent, it is, because I can choose boundaries. I can choose to make adjustments. I can choose to pray more. I can choose to shift my prayers. I can choose to, like, I don't know. So more so now, I'm being more intentional about my prayers on my love life, because I don't think I've been intentional before. So that's the shift that I'm making for that. And then as far as like my entrepreneurial stuff, I'm setting my to-do list and I'm doing it. I'm conquering my fears. I'm making cold calls, doing cold emails. Hate doing this kind of stuff, but I'm doing it. So like, what things can you focus on right now that will make your 2025 better, or even make the end of your 2024 better? We have to choose to focus on it, because whatever you focus on, it'll grow. Have you noticed that every time you think in your brain, oh, I don't want this to happen, I don't want this to happen, I don't want this to happen, that exact thing happens because you said you didn't want it to happen. We have to learn to shift that. We have to learn to focus on different things. It's kind of like when you focus on the people who are not present. Like, you have a birthday party and you invited 20 people, but only 5 people showed up. So now you focus on the 15 who didn't show up instead of the 5 who are there. Learn to focus on that 5, because that's your starting 5. Okay, that's who showed up for you. Focus on the good. And I know it's tough sometimes, and I know you want the things that you want. Trust me, baby, I want the things that I want. I've been waiting for a long time. But I'm just choosing to focus on different things and just not be in this season and choosing to think about what I don't have. Like, no, I'm going to focus on what I do have. I am blessed. Like, just small things. Like, I have a place to stay. I have a car that drives. I have a job. I have ways to make money. I have options on what I want to eat in the fridge. I have options of what I want to wear when I put clothes on. Like, let's focus. Sis, let's focus. Okay. Another thing, because this is Single Woman Chronicles, of course, we got to talk about how being single can be very depressing during the holiday season. Again, we have to continue to talk about it because I understand you. I get you. Sis, we here. But if all you focus on is the sadness of that, you're missing out on other things. Like, you're missing out on the joy that you can have going out with your friends and your family, or doing new hobbies, or just being you. Like, you get to not have to share your bed. You get to not have to clean up after nobody. You get to not have to buy Christmas gifts for nobody. I mean, listen, don't buy me nothing. We even. Right now, that's the season I'm in. My best friend, I'm buying her stuff and her family, but that's it. We even. Leave me alone. But let's just focus on the joys of that, because when you get your person, it's going to be a shift. So focus on the joy of being single and not have to consider somebody else's feelings, make adjustments for somebody else, et cetera, et cetera. So let's choose where we focus our attention and our energy, because the more you focus on the negative, the more the negative will grow. No, I want you to grow the positive. Be more positive. Let's fight the seasonal depression the right way. And that is with Christmas bars and nice fun, eggnog, cake, pies, greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes. Like, let's focus on what we can control. I'm not trying to make y'all fat, for real. I just like eating. But I just want y'all to focus on y'all focus and what y'all can control. Now, if y'all would do me a favor, I'll be running out of stuff to talk about. I'm pretty sure when I come back in 2 weeks, I'm going to have a lot to talk about because I'm going to have to catch y'all up. And hopefully I don't have a lot to catch y'all up on unless God want to send me my husband these 2 weeks. That would be beautiful. But if not, I hope I have a very chill. I don't want no drama. I just want peace. I don't want no crazy party. I don't want nothing but rest, okay? So hopefully I don't have a lot to catch y'all up on, but I be running out of stuff to talk about. So if y'all can go to at Single Woman Chronicles on Instagram, because TikTok, I don't be looking at that. I don't be looking at them DMs. But on Instagram, I be looking. So if y'all could tell me some topics y'all would like for me to talk about, I would love to talk about them. Just let me know or comment below what y'all want me to talk about. I'm just saying, what kind of stuff y'all want me to talk about? Because I don't be in these dating streets like that. As far as like, I'm not on dating apps. I really don't. I've had a very eventful love life this year, but it's not because I'm just out here dating multiple people. I used to be the girl who could date multiple people. Like, I used to have a team in my 20s. Like, I would have, like, a starting five out here. I was that girl. But now, I can't date multiple people. I'm tired. I can't do it. My memory too bad. I'm going to get them mixed up. I don't have the energy. Like, you know how all men, I noticed that most, I'm going to say this because I just hate saying men because they think I'm talking about all of them and I'm not. I'm just saying the majority most of the time. I hear men saying, oh, a woman ain't ever really 100% single. She got somebody in the wings, blah, blah, blah. A lot of us don't. I'm going to tell you the truth. A lot of us do not, especially at my age. We do not. We don't have energy, time. What do you mean? What do you mean? I think they say that because a lot of men don't know how to be just 100% alone. Because I say this all the time. Like, think about a woman who is 100% single. She ain't got nobody. Like, ain't nobody texting her. She don't go out on dates. She don't be having sex. She don't be doing nothing but watering her plants and cleaning up her kitchen and washing clothes and folding them and going to work in church. But think about men. How many men do you know that are 100% single who, like, literally have nobody on their line? Like, they ain't calling nobody. They ain't texting nobody. They ain't sexing nobody. How many? You might can count. For women, you probably can count 10. Men, you might have one, usually. But I feel like a lot of men think that we don't be 100% single because they don't be 100% single. They be entertaining stuff just because they bored, just for the plot. So, yeah, we be out here single. We be out here real single. We be out here chilling. I don't know how I got on this tangent. But y'all send me stuff to talk about. That's how I got on it. See, I'm getting old. I was saying I don't be out here on these dating streets. So I don't be knowing what to, like, advice to give y'all about certain topics and scenarios because I'm so far removed. Like, I used to have a whole bunch of stories because I was out here. But, like, even now, my dating experiences, oh, my God. Like, I had a friend and he was going through some stuff in his dating life. And I was just realizing, like, dang. The type of guys I'm dating don't even put me through no craziness like that. They used to, but like now, the guys I attract, they're pretty much together. Like, they're mature, they have great jobs, they have careers, they have common sense. They are not crazy or narcissistic. They just typically are non-committal, or they're too busy, or they have like issues prioritizing relationship because they're so they're so caught up in work. So it's not necessarily like, I'm not dealing with guys who are womanizers. I'm not dealing with guys who are manipulative. I'm not dealing with it. So it's very different. It's very different space. It's a very different space I'm in. Maybe I can talk about how I got here and I'm attracting better guys, but you know, even though they better, child, they still be non-committal. That's just, ugh. But, yeah, but it does feel good to, I mean, I hate that my people, my friends be going through this crazy stuff, but it feels good for me to not be going through the crazy stuff for a long time. I was the friend who was calling you like, oh my God, this guy is crazy. He did X, Y, Z. And it's like, I have stories, but they be very mature. It really be like, I woke up and realized, yeah, this ain't working for me. So I'm gonna just cut him off. I'm gonna let him know tomorrow. So yeah, so y'all let me know the stories that y'all be hearing and going, the stuff y'all be going through. And advice y'all need, because I don't be knowing, because I be minding my business. I don't know. But But all right, y'all, again, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Share this with your brother, cousin, sister, auntie, grandma, whoever need it. Okay? Whoever needs it. All right, y'all, until next year. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.